V'hatorah niknes ba'arba'im u'shmona dvarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ya'el Marcus from Kew Gardens Hills, Queens. And today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through distancing ourselves from honor to be misrachik min hakavod. When thinking of the need to distance ourselves from kavod, we are reminded of the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Omer, HaKina VaHatava VaHakavod, Motzien Es HaAdam Min HaOlam. Rabbi Elazar teaches us that there are three things that will destroy a person's Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and one of them is honor. Obviously then, honor seemingly is very bad for us. Why then does the Gemara in Erevin tell us that Kol HaBoreach Min HaGedula, anyone who runs away from honor, Gedula Mechazera Sacharev, honor will chase after him? How do we understand the contradiction that if we are told to distance ourselves from honor, why are we rewarded with honor itself? Is honor good for us or is honor bad for us? Why are we rewarded with the thing that we are trying to avoid? To add to that question, we are told that the time period we are currently in, the Avelos of Sfiras Omer, is due to the fact that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva did not treat each other with honor. Shelo nahagu kavod ze lazeh. So obviously, honor is something important. It's necessary, but we have to understand the difference between chasing honor and giving honor. As the Mishnah in Perek Zalad of Perek Avos teaches us, Eizahu mechubad, hamechabed esabrios. An honorable person is someone who looks to honor others, but is not concerned about his own honor. Honor is something we look to give away, and we are not concerned about getting. Shlomo HaMelech teaches us in Mishlei, Kavod chachamim yinchalu. Wise people will inherit honor. Just like an inheritance comes to someone without him having to do anything, honor will come to the wise person without him having to chase after it. So what does wisdom have to do with honor? Why is it that the wise person will be honored? Allow me to offer two explanations found in the Sefer Olam HaMidos. He first explains, a wise person realizes how foolish he looks chasing honor. We respect those who shun the spotlight and are not looking for honor. Have you ever noticed that at your shul or at your yeshiva dinner, the guest of honor usually starts out with a statement about how much they didn't want the honor? And in most cases, they actually mean it. So then how did they get there? Because honorable people are those not looking to be honored. A wise person understands that. The Medrash Tanchuma teaches us why Yehuda merited to be king, the greatest of honors. He admitted his mistake with Tamar. Yehuda did what was right, regardless of how it would look in the eyes of others. A wise person realizes to do the right thing, and ultimately, that brings him honor. But there is another connection between a wise person and honor. Every person has need to feel that he has value. We are told that everyone must feel, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, the whole world was worth being created just for me. So how does someone truly come to feel this way? By realizing his or her own intrinsic self-worth, how much he is capable of accomplishing, and that there is no one else in the world, in his or her exact situation, who can accomplish what he can. A smart person realizes his own value and is not dependent on others to tell him so. His self-esteem propels him in his drive to accomplish and succeed and ultimately be held in the highest of regard by others. So we have seen that true kavod is earned and not chased, but we still haven't answered. Is kavod good or is kavod bad? Why are we rewarded with kavod and why are we told to honor others? The answer is that kavod is a motivator. We all need positive reinforcement, and when someone receives kavod, it reinforces the behavior that he is doing. So a chacham is rewarded with kavod to continue in his righteous and good ways. But we are also tasked with honoring each other. Especially during these times of sfira, we must look for the good in every other person and honor him for exactly that special mitzvah that he has. This will reinforce his continued growth in Torah and Avodas Hashem and motivate him further as he continues to grow in his Kiyum HaTorah and Mitzvos. Thank you for learning together.